Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to showcase local businesses, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us Gina Perzitza. She is with iNeek Vision, which is Eye Care and More. We want to hear about all of that. But first of all, Gina, congratulations to you. I know you have been in Hastings for 8 years with your business.
Yep,
what?
8 years already.
That's crazy.
I know, it is.
So tell us a little bit about what we can expect when we go to iNeek Vision.
Well, during COVID, things have changed. So now I am open by appointment only. So you can call me, text me, message me, and we can set up an appointment and get you set up for any of your eye care needs.
We love that. And how would we be able to get a hold of you, please?
So either call 651-480-4733 or my Facebook page, which is iNeek Vision. And then, or you could text me, 651-592-7588.
Gina, when you first started 8 years ago, what was your vision for your business?
My vision was to have a one-on-one eyewear consulting experience. And now that's even more so now because of just the way things are right now. Being open by appointment gives me that one-on-one time with each and every one of my customers.
And where are you located, please?
Highway 55, so 1110 Highway 55 in Hastings.
And does that building have a name?
I don't know if it does. It has my name, iNeek Vision.
It does have your name on it. But you know how some buildings that house more than one business have a name for the building? I just didn't know.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
Okay.
I think it's just, you know, there are three businesses there, but yeah, mine definitely says my iNeek Vision.
So you're between Tires Plus and the pet clinic. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And it would be on the north side of Highway 55.
Yes.
Yes. So Gina, tell us a little bit more though about iNeek, because I know that you like the word iNeek because everything is unique in your spot. And I have to tell you, that is the truth. I mean, I've complimented many people on their eyewear. Guess where it's from?
Well, I hope from iNeek.
It is. So I think that you're onto something. Where do you find your glasses?
I pretty much do, you know, I try to pick vendors that are like smaller. I don't like big box companies. And I just try to keep everything unique because I try to keep the price down too, you know. So I feel like I would want that for me. So I try to pass that on to my customers and patients too.
So you have really great glasses on right now. I love them. They're kind of oversized, I would say. And is that the new trend?
I feel like it is.
Okay.
And it's surprising because the last pairs that I've gotten have been bigger. They actually have been sunglasses, and I just pop out the lenses and have my lab make them into regular eyeglasses.
So are those sunglasses that I'm looking at?
They were, yes. Yes. I know, it's crazy.
So at your facility also, you have sunglasses?
Yes, yep, we have sunglasses. Obviously, they can be made into regular. Also can do fashion where you do like a transition. So they go light and dark. You don't have to mess around with on and off with glasses. And then I usually, like I've done a fashion tint. So they're a gradient tint. And, you know, so there's a lot of options out there. There's also glasses now called Chem Clip where any frame can be made into a sunglass because it's a magnetic clip that clips right onto your lenses.
What?
Yeah, people love it. Like I have so many patients that buy them or buy double so they can have one in one in one car and stuff like that. So that people love that Chem Clip.
So, Gina, is the eyewear style, is it trending towards larger? And can everybody wear that look?
I would say yes. They've been large, like getting larger. I pinpoint it to like 2009 because I remember seeing that in my rep bags. And I'm like, So still plastic. Metal is coming back.
Oh, it is. What kind of metal or what?
Just like a, you know, a thin metal, but bigger. Again, they're kind of getting, going to a bigger. And people that wear progressives need the bigger because you could see, you can look, you're far away and just look down to read and you're not hunting where that sweet spot is in your lens.
So if you have progressive lenses, and that means you have a reader at the bottom, or you explain, please.
Correct. So progressive gives you your far away, your mid-range, and then your close up. So progressive means progressively gets stronger as you go down to your through the lens.
And those are easier to put in a larger frame, I would assume.
Yes. I'm very happy that now that I'm in a progressive for a few years that the frames have gotten bigger, because when I first started my optical career probably over two decades ago, everything was small. I didn't wear progressives then. So to try to explain that to a patient was, you know, kind of hard, but, you know, I just explained to them what they have to do. But now when it's a bigger lens, you can just look down and you're looking through your lens, versus if it's smaller, you gotta like tilt your head down.
Right. So who is the candidate for progressive lenses?
I would say probably anybody 40-ish and older. I would think that that's kind of where it's at. And the technology has changed so much that it's a smoother process for people to get used to. Because, it is a process. I'm not going to lie. There is a process to finding the sweet spot in the lens when you're looking at your computer or reading. But it's easier now because the technology has gotten better and better.
So you said you've been in this business for 20 years. Tell us about your history, please.
Oh, my goodness. So I started it's funny, my son and I both started at Pearl.
You did?
Hastings. Yep.
What?
Yep.
The two of you together?
Yep, exactly.
Who was there first?
Me, and then he started. So, and him and my daughter-in-law are both in optics. They sell frames to optical stores and
so they stayed in the
office.
Industry.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, they did.
So was it the Pearle Vision in Hastings?
Yes, when it was over by where MGM used to be.
Sure. And then how did you know that you were good at this?
I love talking to people, interacting with people, and I love administrative. So
okay. That's kind of an odd combo.
Yes, it is. It is. But I love
because you're creative, I would assume, with the way you can look at somebody and decide what would look good on them. But then to also have the bookkeeping part, I think, makes you a perfect entrepreneur.
Exactly. So I get to do both. And I love it. And the one-on-one eyewear consulting experience right now, from when I started my dream 8 years ago, to have that quote-unquote one-on-one eyewear consulting experience to what I'm doing right now is that. So all they have to do is call me or text me.
So, Gina, tell us a little bit about the styles that you have. How many frames do you carry? Kids' glasses? Do you carry adults? What exactly do you have at your store?
So we carry kids' glasses, and I'm very much a mini-me person. I want the child, my grandsons wear glasses, so I want them to have glasses that mimic an adult frame. So, you know, you got to go to school and you got to wear glasses. You know, you don't want to get ridiculed or, you know. So I really am proud about that because I want the kids to feel comfortable wearing them. And then, you know, I have frames from wood frames.
I love wood frames.
Yep, they're very, very unique. I just got another line in that's very colorful, and there's titanium frames, there's plastic frames, which are called Xyle in the industry. And then we have State Optical, which are made in Chicago.
And what's that?
State Optical is a company that it's a factory in Chicago, so it's all made there. And it's just a great line. A lot of plastics, they're starting to get into titanium, and I love it that they're made in the USA.
So when you are fitting a little cutie for glasses, there's a lot going on, isn't there? I mean, it's going to be difficult for them probably to keep their glasses on their little face. Mm-hmm. It's going to be difficult for them to keep them clean. It's going to be difficult for them to not break their glasses. So what can you tell to maybe parents or grandparents that are listening that your place would be the place to go to shop for glasses?
I love working with the kids, and I love that, you know, we have a little saying, if they're not on your face, they're in your case.
Oh.
So.
I should think of that for my sunglasses.
Yes. It's very, very, you know, true. I always tell them on and off with two hands, and I show them myself. So, and then if, you know, when I'm measuring their pupils, you know, and they put their glasses on and they go to do the one hand, I'm like, no, no, remember? And they automatically know two hands on and off.
Because that is the way to not break them or something?
Yes. Okay. And they don't get out of shape.
Oh.
So, and you got to, I practice what I preach.
So what is the material of choice for a child?
Usually, I would say plastic frames, just because the nose pads could be a kind of a nuisance and things like that. So plastic is usually the ones. And then for kids with sports, we have these little silicone things that go around the temples. So it keeps their glasses in place and they can't, like, fall off. But I sell those to adults, too.
I've seen those. Those are really snazzy, and I think they're
yes,
very handy.
They're so handy. Like, they're on your face. If you're on a boat, they're on your face. Then, you know, you don't have to worry about the wind taking your sunglasses away. So.
And what about for adults? Is there a new material that you would recommend, or is it mostly about style?
I would say it's mostly about style. So I listen to what the customer or the patient wants. And if it's something they want, and we are trying on, like, say, a plastic frame, doesn't have nose pads. You know, you have to have a bridge for that to fit on.
Doesn't everyone have a bridge of their nose?
Yes, but if the frame's too wide, they're going to be down on your nose. They need to, like, sit up. So I always look at that. Temple length as well. All things that have, you know, doing this for over two decades is something you learn and, you know, you pass that experience on.
But don't you think you have a knack for that?
I do. I would say yes.
No, I would say yes, you do too. Because I remember walking in your store one time and you said to me, do you need glasses? And I said no, because I was with somebody. And you said, oh, try these on. Okay, I wished I had glasses and could have just worn them as a fashion accessory.
And you can do that.
Well, I know I can, but I'm just saying you had a knack because you've seen, what is it? You've seen people's face, the way...
The shape of their face, the, you know, the where their eyes sit, you know. If
okay.
you have, it's called a narrow PD, which means your eyes are closer together.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to put a frame that's too wide on them because that will show your eyes are close. Even more close together.
Okay.
If somebody's eyes are wider and you put a frame on that's too narrow, their eyes are going to look like they're at the end of the frame.
Yes. And you know what? Can I tell you? I've seen both of those things you just talked about.
And it's funny. You don't even think about it until you're like, oh. You know, so I tell people, even if they come to my shop and there might not be something for them, I just say, okay, these are the things you want to look for. Because sometimes that won't be pointed out.
How about people's coloring? What do you, now you're wearing dark glasses and you have darker hair, but I could also see you with like a red frame or.
Yes, and people say, well, what if I get a red frame? Is it going to be.
Will
like,
it clash with my
yes,
purple outfit?
Exactly. And I'm like, you know what?
It will not?
It will not, no. Because that's like, it's like an accessory.
Okay.
And if I want to wear pink glasses on a day and I'm wearing orange, I'm going to wear my pink glasses, you know, so.
Right. But most people don't have enough money to have more than one pair of glasses. So do they go for a safer bet, do you think?
Sometimes, but usually I could talk into it when I explain to them why. You know, you don't
right.
You don't have to be matchy-matchy per se. You know, if somebody likes color, we'll wear color, you know. So, it, you know, I'm usually a black and white clothing girl. So, obviously, if I want to wear pink glasses or orange glasses or whatever.
It goes with everything.
It goes with everything. You're wearing black and white
I
today.
Am.
So, if you wore, you know, orange glasses, you'd be okay.
What about people's hair color and eye color? Is that something you factor in?
More so the hair color.
Okay, but that can change.
Yes, but people that are now, which is more people that are going like gray or salt and pepper.
Yes.
Where before when they had like darker hair and brown hair, I would put them in a brown tortoise frame, say.
Right.
Or a goldish color frame.
Can I say, I wish that this were on video because you are acting out how you
everything
would...
Everything I'm saying.
Your Italian is showing.
Yes, I know. That's too funny.
I love that.
I know. You're like, if this was on visual...
But you're painting a picture for our listeners, which I really appreciate.
Yes.
So you're saying that as people go to a gray... I could see somebody with gray hair wearing like a red frame. I think that would be sharp.
Yep. And a guy, I would put in like maybe a gray matte frame or black. Navy is awesome.
Yes.
You know, if you want to do the metals, you could do gunmetal. And the same thing with women. But now they even have where it's tortoise and gray. So then you can kind of like blend it in. And that's kind of neat. But I particularly will not put somebody that has more gray hair or salt and pepper hair in a brown tortoise frame. To me, it clashes. So, and the same thing skin tone. Like, I wouldn't put somebody with a red frame that has
a ruddy complexion.
Yes, you know. So those are the things that I look at and then explain to the patient or customer. And they're like, oh, nobody's ever explained that to me before.
So I do think that people that wear glasses, it's difficult to pick out glasses because you have to take your glasses off to try on a new pair. So how do you get around that to
take
be
pictures
sure?
Of everybody. I use my phone or I have a camera and we take pictures so they can put their glasses on and then they look at the frames and we go one by one. I also see different things when I look at a picture than versus looking right at you with glasses.
Okay.
So that's huge and people love that. Sometimes they're like, oh, I don't like my pictures. I'm like, we're not looking at you. We're looking at the glasses.
Right. So do you find that women are choosier than men?
Most of the time, yes. Yes. You know, sometimes men will come in and be like, okay, here, let's try this and let's try. Okay, that's good. I'm like, no, we got to try in a couple of more, you know. But most of the time, men won't even, like, look at me. I'm like, you have to look at me. I have to see where your eyes are. And they're like, okay.
But you have a lot of fashionable men's glasses, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have such a good selection, good pricing. My lens pricing is awesome. You know, I just try to have something for everybody.
And what about the turnaround? Let's say we come in and order a pair of glasses. When could we get them, please?
Usually it's 5 to 7 working days.
Oh, that's quick.
Yes. So usually it's that unless there's a quality control issue or supply chain issue. Thank God I have not had that issue. And then if you order the custom magnetic chem clip, that usually takes about 12 to 15 days because it's custom and that's an extra step for the frame or for the clip.
So again, can you please tell people about your new business model moving forward and your hours and how people could get a hold of you?
Yes, absolutely. So we're with the one-on-one consulting experience. It's on my door. It's on my Facebook page. You just got to give me a call, text me, Facebook message me, and we can set up an appointment, and you just got to bring in your prescription, and I can help you with the rest.
And what is your phone number, please?
651-480-4733, and that connects right to my cell phone.
Gina, so great to see you. Congratulations on 8 years of
Thank
business.
You.
I think being in business is 1 year is like dog years, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. Like, I can't believe it's 8 years. Like, it's crazy.
But it's a good kind of crazy.
It is a good kind of crazy. And I love my customers, and it's awesome the support that I have from them.
Well, we really appreciate your time today. Shop local, friends. Gina Perzitza. She is with Unique Vision, which is located right on Highway 55 in Hastings. And you heard all of her great contact information if you want to have an Unique Vision experience, and she will take good care of you. Great to see you. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.